Thank you, Sister Cheryl. That's what Brother Rick needs, to walk as close as he can. That'll help everybody, especially me. What book are we in? Revelation. How many revelations are there?
One.
Who's it belong to? Jesus is right, not John the Baptist. That's exactly right. Who wrote it?
God.
God the Father wrote it. What did He do with it? Now, Teddy can't get them all.
He gave it to the Son.
What did the Son do with it? Gave it to the angel. What did the angel do with it? Gave it to John. What did he do with it? He gave it to us. Gave it to the church. How many themes? Two. Give me one of them. Someone besides Teddy. We're going to adore His person. What else are we going to do? We're going to accept the plan. We're going to go with the way He said it, the way He laid it out, because I don't know anything. What verse gives us the outline of the whole book? 119. The things which thou hast seen. What time period is that? Past is correct. What chapter goes with that? Chapter 1 is right. And then the things which are, what time period is that? Present tense, what chapters go with that? 3 and 4 is correct. And the things which shall be hereafter, what chapters go with that? The rest of them, 4 onward. And what time period? Future is correct. What chapter are we on today? That's pretty close, 14. Brother Teddy, how about praying for us? Thank you. Revelation 14 says, we'll talk about the 144,000. Starts off, says an aisle. That's Brother John still. He's still telling the story. It's still been revealed to him. John, the Apostle John. He said, and I looked, and lo, a lamb. That's a big L lamb. Stood on the Mount Zion, and He's coming back to earth. He's going to set up His kingdom in Jerusalem. He's coming back. He's still coming. He's still coming. And with Him, 144,000 having their Father's name written on their foreheads. Let's look at that in Ephesians 1. We get a glimpse of this. Starting in verse 10. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, which both are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. In whom also we have obtained, past tense, an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Now these 144,000, they're sealed also, which is the earnest of our inheritance, unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory. It's an exalted company, this 144,000, and they're the ones that was sealed, that we met, that we were introduced to back in chapter 7, and God redeemed 144,000 there, and guess what? There's the same number. He hadn't lost one. He's not going to lose one of us either. He began with 144,000 sheep, and now He has 144,000. He didn't lose one. Now also notice that the great shepherd is also the Lamb. The capital L, capital A, capital M, capital B, Lamb. It's one and the same. Now we're in a different fold, but it's the same shepherd. It's like He's got one fold over here on this hillside and one over here on this hillside. The 144 is over here. We're over here. But it's the same shepherd. And this is a picture of the same redemption, same redeemer. My nephew It's a pharmacist, and the way he invests that extra money, that cash that he gets, he'll buy a cow. Then he bought another cow, and now he's got almost 100, and then he'll rent this farm over here, and he's got a herd over here, and he'll rent a farm over here, and he's got a herd over here, but he's still the owner. See, there's different flocks, different folds, but we got one shepherd, and he's over all of us. He's over the 144, and he's over us. And also, note that the lamb's going to have the last word. It won't be the beast we was reading about last week. He's going to say how things is going to go. And it's not going to be the two beasts. We get a picture of that, the end times, the beast, and the false stuff. Let's look in Psalm 2. I had some verses there, but I think it's just going to be profitable if we read the whole Psalm. Starting in Psalm chapter 2. Why do the heathen rage? See, we saw that last week. And the people imagine a vain thing. And the kings of the earth, they set themselves. And the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, this is what we saw last week. Let's break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. God laughs when others try to dethrone the Lamb or the Son. He just laughs at them, the Savior. When they try to dethrone Him, God, He calls contempt of court. Then shall He speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. Yet have I set, S-E-T, my King upon my holy hill in Zion. Like we said, He's coming back. He's going to set up shop in Jerusalem. That's where the King is going to be during the kingdom. I will declare the decree the Lord has said unto me, Thou art my capital S Son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear. Rejoice with trembling. We can do this today. We can still get in on this today. Verse 12. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry and ye perish from the way when His wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in the Lord. He can do it with His eyes shut. He can do it with one hand behind His back. He can do it. He's able. Getting ready to take over. I believe we only read verse 1, Revelation 14. Let's read verse 2. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. This 144,000, it's an exalted company, but it's also an exclusive company. Verse 3. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Now these have done walked through the flood, they done walked through the fire, they done walked through the hedges and the highways, they've been tortured and they've been killed, similar to the three Hebrew children that went through the fiery furnace. But up to this time, the earth has been out of tune with heaven, but not now. They're going to sing a new song. And everything's going to get tuned up. We're getting ready to get tuned up. This new song is going to have marvelous harmony. Something like I ain't never heard. The redeemed are going to say so. We've read it over in Psalms. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Well, guess what? They're getting ready to say so. They're going to say so. And that's not all they're going to sing. And here's what they're going to sing. Now, I know I just read No Man Knows. But here's what Brother Rick thinks it's going to be. It's going to be God is great and God is good. Not that sing-song prayer that we memorize, God is great and God is good and we thank Him for His food. No, 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 not that. They're saying God is, He really is great and He really is good. Do you believe that, don't you? See, every song Sister Cheryl sings on that piano, what she's trying to tell us is God really is great And He really is good. Every song Brother Clark leads up here, he's trying to tell us, look, God really is great, and He really is good. Tonight the youth choir is going to sing, and they're going to sing. I don't know what the name of it's going to be. I don't know what the words are going to be, but they're trying to tell us, look, God really is great, and He really is good. That's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to come down to. Their theme, the 144,000, their theme of this exclusive company is that the heavens rule. The heavens are happy. They're happy about it. This is different than that last chapter. They're happy about the Lamb, the big Lamb, the Lamb of God. They're singing. I read that somewhere. You get filled up with the Spirit, you'll start singing. Sing spiritual songs, hymns. There's no happiness apart from heaven. When the Holy Spirit moved in your heart, part of heaven moved inside. And that's why you're happy this morning. That's what causes that. You get filled with the Spirit, you'll start singing. Every time. The 144,000 were purchased and redeemed to enter the millennium. Verses 4 and 5, we saw it's an exalted company. It's an exclusive company. But in 4 and 5, it's an exemplary company. See, we're not just evidence. We're an example. Good or bad. These are an example. The 144,000, they're a good example. They're an example in their conduct. They've not been defiled with women, is what it says. Well, let's read it. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb, whithersoever He goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. They're an example in their conduct because they're not defiled with women. Now that's physical, real women that you could touch, and it's spiritual. In Proverbs, that wicked woman, that strange woman, in Proverbs was a picture of false religion. And these 144,000, they have not followed false religion. They've not bowed down to false religion. In chapter 13, they did not worship the beast. They did not take the mark. They have kept themselves clean and pure, both in the literal sense and the spiritual sense, which makes good sense. They're an example in their conduct. They're not defiled with women. They're an example in their commitment to follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. They're an example to make their calling and election sure. They're the first fruits unto God, it says in Romans 11. And then they're an example in their conversation. There's no guile. And they're an example in their character. In their character. Now, I was thinking about this great, that God really is great, and He really is good. Do you all believe that? Okay, well, I'm glad one does. I went ahead and looked it up. Great means large. See, God's large. Means He's important. God's important. He's chief. That sounds singular to me. He's the principal. He's vast. He's extensive. Brother Greg told us last week how big the universe is He made. He just spoke it into existence. Did it in 6 days. He's vast. He's wonderful. He's magnanimous. He's generous. And He's superior. He's large. Well, I don't think you believe me. Let's look it up here. Deuteronomy 3:24. Lord God, Thou hast begun to show Thy servant Thy greatness. The preacher calls it just licking around the rim. We're just getting started in this thing. We just begun to see His greatness and Thy mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to Thy works and according to Thy might? I'll go ahead and answer that for you. There's not any. He's the only God that's great. He's the only one. Psalm 77:13. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? I'll go ahead and answer that for you. There's not one. There's not any. He's great. He really is great. Psalm 95:3, for the Lord is great. A great King above all gods. He really is great. 104:1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God. thou art very great. He's not regular great, he's very great. Very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. The brother from Crown told us he deserves honor. 135:5. I know that the Lord is great and that our God is above all gods. 145:3. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Isaiah 12:6, cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel. Jeremiah, he believed it. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. Malachi, he believed it. He said, from the rising of the sun even to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and every place incense shall be offered unto my name, a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen. You remember when you was a heathen? Saith the Lord of hosts. He's not just great. God really is good. He really is. He's been good to me this week. Good means valid. He's not like a bad check. He's real. He's valid. He's adequate. He can do the job. He's able. He's complete. He doesn't need me or anything else. He's sufficient. He's enough. He's perfect. He's proper. He's fit. He's useful. He's sound. He doesn't need a physical. He's not sick. He doesn't even feel bad.
Right.
He's not dead. He's alive and well. Suitable. He really is great. Good. That means suitable. He's pleasant. Full. Valuable. Favorable. Safe. Ready. He's good. Kind. Prosperous. Honorable. Cheerful. Elegant. Real. He's real. Benevolent. Giving. Compassionate. Listen to this. He removes pain. Good means removes pain. That's one definition. He really is good. He really does remove pain. Earnest. He's earnest. Well, Psalm 25:8, God believes it. God believes it. Psalm 25:8, good and right is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. How'd you get in? He loveth, 33:5, he loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. 34:8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Psalm 119:68, thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. 145:7, they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness. Not regular old goodness. He's got great goodness, is what he's got. And shall sing of thy righteousness. Isaiah 63:7. Y'all get ready. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies, according to the multitude of his loving kindness. Nahum, he believed it. He said, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and knoweth them that trust in him. Romans 2:4, or despisest thou the goodness of God, his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. I come to tell you, he really is great and he really is good. Now, they're going to sing some new songs, and they're all going to be great and good. They're going to tell us he's great and good.
Just once in a while, he's good all.
they're nowhere to be found. Well, Jesus stays when others go. He'll never leave your side. He's your friend in stormy weather, cause he's good all the time. Well, God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. God is good. You know He is.
Faithfulness is there again. New mercy and new compassion. When you lost all hope, He never left you alone. He's good like that. There's never a moment He doesn't know exactly where you're at. No matter the sorrow, He's good like that. Have you ever felt so unworthy? All blessings so undeserving. You don't understand why God would be so kind. He's bottled every tear you've shed, numbered every hair on your head. Hasn't He always proved He will take care of you? He's good like that. There's never a moment He doesn't know exactly where you're at. No matter the sorrow, He'll be in your tomorrow. He's good like that. He holds the world in place. He reaches down in grace. He knows you by name. He's good. Tomorrow, that's a fact. perfect paradise that God had made. Blood was shed to pay my debt, and the priest would sacrifice day after day. But this would never satisfy. The price for sin was just too high. Only one, God's only Son, could take it all away. This man was wholly sinless. This man did not deserve this. This man gave it all to set me free. This man with his blood divine settled it for all time. And now he lives to intercede for me.
No one else could ever love me like he can.
None but this man.
Beneath the load, he walked the road that led him up the hill to Calvary. With all mankind weighing on his mind, he hung upon a cross for all to see. The battle raging darkness fell as a victor over death and hell. For every sin and every man, he died there on that tree. And this man reigns forever. This man changes never. This man rose again in victory. This man with his blood divine settled it for all time, and now he lives to intercede for me. No one else could ever love me like he can.
Oh, but this man reigns forever. This man changes never. This man rose again in victory.
That's the new song.
Speed.
Okay.